From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Along with everything else that it did, the attack on the World Trade Center left hundreds of New York businesses without an address. NPR's Jim Zeroli recently visited one company that is wrestling with questions about where to relocate.
Kenneth Lepchek was in his manager's office at the New York Shipping Association in Tower 2 of the World Trade Center when the first plane hit the complex.
We weren't the first one to get hit, but we felt our building shake pretty violent. We looked out Linda's office facing east, and it looked like a snowstorm. We couldn't imagine what all this stuff was. We ran to my office, which is facing the courtyard, and the whole top of the tower was gone. It was all you saw was balls of fire.
Many employees remembered how quickly smoke had filled the stairwells during the 1993 terrorist bombing, so they immediately fled, descending 20 flights to the ground. Controller Tony DeLangis was outside when the second plane hit. As debris rained down, he took a ferry across the river to New Jersey.
I was watching the building and the flames and the smoke. I think it was within 45 minutes, Tower 2 came down, okay? And that was my building. And at that point, I'm wondering, oh, my God, I'm just hoping that everybody in my office was smart enough to get out of the area and not stick around.
As it happened, DeLangis had a good friend who worked at Cantor Fitzgerald on a high floor. He is now missing. So is the Shipping Association's insurance agent, who worked at a separate company. But all of the association's 54 employees were safe. With their offices obliterated, company managers met the next day to plan what to do. The Shipping Association represents the ship owners and terminal operators who use New York area ports. After the 1993 bombing and the huge disruption it caused, the association drew up a disaster plan. It signed a contract with SunGard Recovery Services, which provides companies with office space and computer and phone lines in emergencies. Within hours, the Shipping Association was up and running in temporary offices in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. The dispatchers who assign longshoremen to shifts now work out of an office in Jersey City.
Tomorrow morning, going to break 60. Tonight, going with your gang. Tomorrow, 8 in the morning, straddle carrier.
Right now, the room is busy and crowded. SunGard had to find space for 27 companies dislocated after the attack, and a half dozen of them share this space. Ken Lepchek, the Shipping Association's manager of operations, says there have been other problems no one foresaw.
We had planned for a disaster, a fire, a bombing, a lot of mess, and in 4 to 6 weeks, you come back, clean things off, and go to work. But we never expected the building to fall down.
With the Trade Center post office destroyed, the company has had trouble getting mail, so it can't receive checks. It had backed up most of its computer data, but its computers were destroyed in the attack, and it's not clear it can replace them before moving. The big problem has been keeping shell-shocked employees going, says Tony DeLangis.
We had some people that had to sit home for about 5 days because we just couldn't, they came in here, there was nothing for them to do. So this past Monday, I made sure that everybody got in here, even if they sat here and worked for an hour and did nothing else, just to get them out of the house, get them out of thinking what was going on.
The window behind DeLangis' desk overlooks lower Manhattan. The blinds are down, in part because the view of the smoldering Trade Center is such a terrible distraction for employees. The company's most urgent challenge right now is finding new offices. Some employees, such as John Clementi, miss the Trade Center's bustle and noise.
I love the Trade Center. That became a way of life. It was, you know, terrible personal loss when that happened, to be quite frankly. So it just grew on you. You know, you felt special working there. You know, someone said to you, where do you work? The Trade Center was like your level above every place else.
Now the company says it may locate outside Manhattan. Above all else, many employees say they want to avoid high-profile buildings that might become a target of terrorism. Tony DeLangis notes that heightened security after the first bombing at the Trade Center didn't prevent last week's tragedy. He says many employees will quit the company if it moves to another high-profile building.
I think you lose half, not more, if you went into a building like that again. And I think I am speaking probably not for just our company. I'm speaking for a lot of companies. I mean, being outside after that second plane hit the building, I mean, the fright on people's faces, it was like we were in a war zone. I mean, people were running, they were crying. I tell you, I never seen fight on people's faces like I saw that day. I mean, I can't get that picture out of my mind. I mean, so you're watching these women and even men standing there crying and running and crying, and it's something that you'll never forget.
But a sense of security can be elusive anywhere right now. Last Thursday, the first day people began returning to work, the Jersey City building where they'd relocated received a bomb scare, and employees were once again forced to evacuate. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Jersey City, New Jersey.